When you think of the ukulele, does Tiny Tim or Don Ho come to mind? Maybe Arthur Godfrey? The ukulele or ukulele originated in the 19th century as a Hawaiian interpretation of a small guitar-like instrument brought to Hawaii by Portuguese immigrants. In the late 1940s into the 50s, the Arthur Godfrey Show inspired many to take up the instrument. We had Tiny Tim in the 1960s. It declined in popularity after the 1960s, but has burst back onto the scene once again. Some music stores report a tough time keeping up with demand. Today we're going to talk about the resurgence of the ukulele with several musicians, some who are new to the instrument, others who've been captivated by its charm for years. We'll talk with the members of the band Tripping Lily and head to Nantucket, where we meet up with a 15-member ukulele band. But up first, we talk with Tim Sweeney, who's been a professional musician for 40 years. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Hi, Mindy. Thank you.
Now, you participate in a lot of the ukulele festivals, not only in the U.S., but in Europe as well. How did you get involved in that?
You know, they called me. I have a website.
Wow.
And, for example, my wife and I were having dinner celebrating Barack Obama's inauguration. I had just gotten an iPhone, and I was so excited to have it. But, you know, I had it on, vibrate, and it went off, and I held it up, and it said, Paris Uke Fest on it. And I thought, we're going to Paris.
And you did.
And I did.
Yeah. What was that like? Was it great? Going to Paris and taking part. And how many people take part in that festival?
It was the second annual Paris Uke Fest. So I would say there were eight acts. Mm-hmm. And there were two of us from the United States. Kelly Ray Powell from New York City was there.
Yeah.
And I were there. So we were the English-speaking.
Wow. And you said eight? Did you say eight acts?
I would think so.
Oh, my gosh. That's small. I would think there would be a lot more than that. Wow.
It was basically one evening. Mm-hmm. And then there was a second show. But there were people from, there was a group from Finland and, you know.
Now, when you started out your music career, you were more of a guitar player, correct?
I was a guitar player.
Yeah, I mean, the ukulele hadn't come across your radar screen at that
Absolutely
point.
Absolutely not.
So how did you go from guitar to ukulele?
It was serendipitous. I walked into Charlie's Music Store in Hyannis to buy guitar strings, and there was a little two or three little inexpensive ukuleles on the wall, and I said to Randy in there, what do you know about these? And he said, well, we sell a couple a year. So I said, do you have a chord chart? And he said, yeah. So I bought the ukulele, which I still have, and mm-hmm. it's my travel uke. I take it with me. You know, it's relatively inexpensive. So, but I took it home, and the honest truth is I knew right away. I knew almost immediately that it was a life-changing event.
Wow. So you just...
Really.
It captivated
honestly,
you.
Honestly,
you
did.
Picked it up and you went, this is it.
I knew right away. And the reason why I knew is I'd grown up with my dad, who was a big band singer. My dad singing around the house, all those great songs from the 30s and 40s mm-hmm. that I was weaned on. And all of a sudden, there was something... Right away, there was a connection. There was something innate in me that said, these songs... This instrument, your voice, these three things. Because I've always been primarily a vocalist and an entertainer.
Right. So now, from your perspective, because you mentioned that he says at Charlie's music shop, they say they sell like two a year. I'm sure that's not the case anymore.
Probably.
Yeah,
not.
Because from what I understand, these are pretty hot items right now. So from your perspective, ukulele is finally getting the respect it deserves?
I think so. And if you just did a little bit of searching on the internet, you would see there are punk bands, there's klezmer bands, any genre that you can think of, rock and roll, folk, jazz, and it's, there's no sense saying literally, but it's actually
everywhere.
Worldwide.
Wow. Hey, do you want to play something for us?
I could do that. You know, for example, you know, in my repertoire, I play Beatles, oldies.
Well, George Harrison was a big ukulele lover.
Yeah, and don't forget, people are just starting to realize that a number of the songs that he wrote, he probably originated the writing of them on the ukulele, and you can just tell. They're simple. They lend themselves exactly to the ukulele. So, mm-hmm. Of course, he's not with us anymore, but to speak to it. But mm-hmm. there are a lot of people that feel that a lot of those songs, yeah. or at least some of them, were up.
So are you going to play something that's yours or somebody else's?
I thought I'd give you an idea. I mean, this. I mean, it's just like you can play all the old ones. You can play Beatles. You can play anything. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. And can you hear that pitter-pat? Well, that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Well, I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. Yeah, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, well, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That's
a depression song, and I sang that on purpose because it's a depression song, and it was a time when the ukulele was really popular. And here we come around again to these economic times
right.
that we're in, and those songs are coming back. Other songs like them yeah. are coming back.
I want to tell you something I noticed.
Yeah.
As soon as you pick that ukulele up and start playing, it's sort of like Bean. It's like this kind of presence comes over
well,
you.
Well, my voice wasn't warmed up, but the truth is, yes, the comment I get most is, gee, you have a nice voice. The second comment I get, the comment I get most often other than that is, you project a happiness.
Yeah, you light
up. I do.
Yeah, it's interesting because the lots of folks I talk to who play that say the same thing. It makes them happy.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So now, do you think that part of the appeal of the ukulele and its resurgence is because it's easy to carry around?
Yes.
It's also relatively inexpensive.
Yes.
And pretty easy to learn, right?
It's like a lot of things when I've taught guitar lessons for years where people say, is guitar difficult to play? Well, it's easy to learn how to play and difficult to play well.
Mm-hmm.
So the ukulele, although four strings and very basic, to first learn, it can get complex. Mm-hmm. And to play it well, you know, there's a lot of things.
Your fingers are moving.
Oh, you're doing jazz things, diminished sixths, yeah. and all kinds
yeah.
of.
Yeah. So what do you think's behind this resurgence of the popularity of the instrument?
I can speak from my perspective, which it goes back to George Harrison. When he died, there was a special issue of Rolling Stone magazine with tributes. It was a tribute mm-hmm. issue to him. And there were all these musicians talking about what George Harrison meant to them. And the one that stuck out to me was Tom Petty said that George Harrison would come over to his house and he'd bring some ukuleles and he'd say, here, this is a gift for you. And George would say, you gave me one last time. And he'd say, yeah, but this is better. And they would sit around and play ukuleles. And that was a little spark mm-hmm. for me to say, hey, you know, maybe there's something going on. But the honest truth is I didn't know. I happened to catch the crest of the wave mm-hmm. where I soon found out by going on the internet that all these things right. were starting to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a collective consciousness. I don't know if, you know, people just said, maybe it's time for this to come back. I mean, how do these things happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does seem to be a collective thing where, you know, I'm on Facebook and something will come up and it's somebody that I met in Germany last summer at a Uke Fest when I played there. And they're in Finland talking about, we want you to come to Finland, or telling me what's going on there with their ukulele
club. This isn't just the United States. This is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wow. We play something else?
Sure. I can show you the kind of thing that I've been inspired to write mm-hmm. for myself. I wrote a song called Back to You. I went inside, I took the call. I read the message on the wall. I watched the world go by. I saw my spirit fly. It floated in the sky, and I just sailed right back to you. Back to you. Of all the things that seemed to be, that passed before my eyes to see, I'm looking in between to live outside this dream. Amazing as it seems, I'm on the road right back to you. Back to you. It's always been about you. Don't wanna be without you. And don't you ever doubt my love. It's always been about you. Don't wanna be without you. And don't you ever doubt my love. Time is right, the time is now. I know you're gonna show me how. Nothing can stay the same. I see the picture, not the frame. And now I know my name. And I'm coming back to you. Back to you. Back to you, back to you.
What a lovely song.
Thanks.
Tim Sweeney, musician based in Orleans, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mindy.
Up next, we head to Nantucket to visit with some uke enthusiasts who've created a ukulele band. Monday evenings, upstairs at the Preservation Institute on Center Street in Nantucket, a dozen or so ukulele players gather under the direction of Molly Glazer, who's the executive director of the Nantucket Community Music Center.
So let's do, for the strummers, we can do the same strum that we did on the last one. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, and...
Band member Anne Glorieux says she always loved the sound of the ukulele and thought it would be easy to learn. She bought one in New York City, where she discovered the ukulele is enjoying a newfound popularity.
It is the hippest instrument to have, and all the cool kids in Brooklyn are doing it, apparently. It's a TV show called Flight of the Conchords. I've never seen it, but apparently
it. So
that's what made it really popular.
Now, how long have you been playing with the ukulele band here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, you're very new to the group.
Yes,
wow.
But I've been practicing a lot at home. Yeah.
And you enjoy it?
I love it. It makes me really happy.
Molly, where did you get the idea to put together a ukulele band?
Well, I had always, for a few years, offered the instrument as an instrument to learn in a group. And then we had enough people over the years interested in it, and I thought, well, we really need a band. We really need everybody to be who's been taking these little beginner classes. They need to play together, and it would just be so fun.
It's not as hard as people might imagine, I'm assuming, because Anne said she's only been playing 2 weeks, and she sounds pretty good.
Yes, she does. I mean, it's a piece of cake. You can just pick it up, and I mean, the first chord you learn is C, right? And all you have to do is count the frets and put one finger on each fret, and there you go. And we figured out the first three chords we learn are C, F, and G7, and they're C, F, G7, and C. So how many thousands of songs do you know with that twinkle, twinkle, little star? How I wonder what you are. And there's 1,000 more with just those three chords in them, right? So we're pretty much set in the key of C.
Tell us a little bit about your spiritual advisor who's looking down on us right here in this room.
Yes, well, Tiny Tim, we found this great picture on the internet of him kind of gesturing in a benevolent way to the group holding his ukulele. And so when we did our first performance ever with this group, we put him in front of the audience with a tulip in front of the picture so that the audience would know that he was indeed our spiritual leader.
Nap Plank also plays in the band with his 13-year-old daughter, Chloe.
Tell us how you got involved in this ukulele band.
I think the band was just because somebody was teaching, and I got my grandmother's ukulele. I just noodled on it for the longest time, kind of read through some books or tried to play from books, and with the opportunity coming along of Molly teaching, I thought this can't be missed. And then Chloe was happy enough to come along as well. So
Chloe, you're 13. How did you get involved in the ukulele? I mean, I wouldn't think that would be a cool instrument for somebody 13, but you think otherwise.
Well, my dad was playing, so it was like, sure, I'll play too. And ukulele is actually kind of cool, because if you go up to people on the street, they usually don't know what a ukulele is, so it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Chloe, what do you think about this group?
It's come a long way.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Nap, other thoughts on the group? I mean,
I think it's just plain fun. I mean, you probably heard a lot of laughing here. I mean, if you make a mistake, you laugh. If you play things rarely but brilliantly, it's good for a laugh, too. So
you're not quite ready to go out on tour, is what you're saying.
Not me. But it's fun. It's a good thing just to pick up at home and make noise with and annoy my wife and that kind of thing. So.
Ready? Here we go. This train is bound for glory. I need somebody else to sing with me.
What do you think about this sort of resurgence in the popularity of the ukulele?
I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It's crazy. Well, I don't know. It's just such a fun thing. It has such an adorable little sound. It's like an instrument, in my opinion, to have fun with and to experiment with and to be able to accompany yourself and other people singing. Maybe we can now have a connection with other ukulele players on the Cape, and we would like that, wouldn't we? Because we're gonna build a Cape and Islands community. You know, it's our way of going politically forward. It's through our ukulele, so making connections.
Joining us now are the members of the band Tripping Lily, Demetrius Bacrellis, Alex Bacrellis, Monica Rizzio, and Laird Bowles. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for
Thanks,
having
Mindy.
Us.
All right, I want to ask you all, play other instruments, but you play the ukulele. I want to know how you got involved with this instrument. And Demetrius, let's start with you. How did you come to pick up the ukulele?
It all started, I was in a little antique shop in West Yarmouth. I'm always looking for instruments, primarily guitars or mandolins. I was aware of ukulele, but I just thought it was a toy. And then I saw a tenor-sized one, which I didn't know. I thought it was a mini guitar that day, and it was all busted up in pieces. But something about it just intrigued me, just the simplicity of the look of it, even. I offered the guy some money and decided with my brother to repair it. So there's different sizes. There's soprano, which is the smallest. Actually, there's supranino, which is the very smallest, but you don't ever see those. Then there's soprano, then there's concert, then there's tenor, then there's baritone. So this is the tenor size that I get. And that kind of just got me curious to go online and research, what is this supposed to sound like? Immediately, if you go to YouTube, you type it in and you see Jake Shimabukuro, who is
amazing,
an unbelievable musician and just an amazing person as well. And he's brought, I think, he has a lot to do with this ukulele coming back to life, or as Hawaiians seem to call it, ukulele. Mm-hmm. But I'm still in the ukulele phase.
Now, did you actually get to play with Jake?
We've met him a couple times before, but we just did a show with him at Tupelo Music Hall. Where was it?
That's in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Yeah.
Yeah, so we did a double show with him there, and it was just it was amazing. It was it was incredible. I teach ukulele. We have a music school, and I teach ukulele. And one of the students is obsessed with Jake. So he's like, can I just come and meet him? And what happened is we went, we had the show, and he ended up getting to perform with him.
Wow.
Which was like his dream. And the way that Jake was, I mean, this was after the show when he needed to leave, obviously. But no, he just stuck around because it was just more important for him to plant that seed in another student. He's amazing.
So Alex, you pick up the ukulele as well. As Demetrius says, he bought this in this, you know, antique shop, and you guys are paired together. So is that where your interest started, or how did you?
I had a little resistance towards the ukulele because I'm constantly trying to convert people to become mandolin players.
Another so great instrument.
But it is, but there's something very intriguing about ukulele. You don't have to use a pick. You can just use your fingers to play. The woods are really nice on them. They're just little mini guitars, and I love finger picking.
It's a deceiving instrument because it's so small, but it has a lot of presence at the same time. But at the same time, it's non-invasive, where you really could sit in the corner of a restaurant, which we constantly do. I don't think there's a time where I eat out where I don't have a uke in my lap, and playing in the corner, and no one seems to mind. I mean, we've gotten a lot of meals out of it, actually, but people love it.
Yeah.
And what it also does, I notice it make people that play it always somehow evolve to singing with it as well.
Right.
They become like artists really quick. It makes you want to be a performer.
Monica, how did you get introduced to the ukulele?
Well, I think as a violin player, for me, I was so drawn to being a singer since a very young age, and that's what I studied in college. And it's kind of hard to accompany yourself while playing fiddle. I mean, you can do it. Mm-hmm. It's possible. But for me, I think it was just nice to have a small instrument that I could just play any song with, and songwrite, of course.
And Laird, what about you?
My introduction to the ukulele probably happened about 40 years ago, I think. My grandfather was working in China back in the 1920s. He was teaching English to medical students over there, and he got into a sort of a banjo ukulele band with a bunch of fellow Americans and people from other countries as well. He brought back an old banjo, and he also brought back what was called a banjo uke with him, and it was always on the piano at my grandparents' house, and we used to just, he would play it, and then we would play it. And we're trying to track it down again. It's got signatures of everybody that played in this band, plus all their friends and followers. And in the course, after he passed away, things have got moved around and shifted around, and we're still trying to find that banjo uke. We're hoping to
get
it, and then that'll become the instrument that I'll probably play.
One of the things I've found when I'm talking to people about the ukulele, there's sort of this magic to it that people just kind of get happy over instrument. You know, when we were talking with Tim Sweeney, and he's chatting about it, and then he picks it up to play, and it's like, all of a sudden, this kind of, he beams.
He
and it was
up.
The same thing, you know, with the members of the Nantucket band. We just love this. It makes us happy. And it's funny how this little instrument can have this big transformation on people.
It brings out the youth, a kid and everyone. Maybe because it's so small. Yeah, the uke in you. It does something. I don't know. It's sweet. You know what I mean? It's a sweet instrument. It's also a door opener for composers. It makes you write. It almost writes for you. It's so weird. That's why we dedicated an entire album called Ukulele to the instrument, because all of a sudden we were banging out all these songs on this instrument that we thought was a toy for so long. All of a sudden it's like this major writing tool where you can write more than like a Hawaiian song, or it lends itself to every style. I recommend it to everyone.
So will you play something for us?
Sure.
Goodbye, have no reason left to try. What more could I say? The sky is blue, the sky is gray, clouds are storming up my day. What more could I say? My, oh my, oh, what if I looked at all the people that are poor? I'll try to step outside. to imagine all the hurting that they feel inside. Gravity just lets us go. What more could I say? My head is high, my head is low. The time to waste, too much to hold. What more could I say? My, oh, what if I looked at all the people that are more than I? They feel inside. I watch myself go down in size and tell my sorry self goodbye. One more could I?